Christians mourn workers in India's Orissa state. Believers go to their knees under a curfew in India, and a missionary team cultivates new ministry growth in Bolivia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
It's been one of the most difficult, painful time in the history of our work.
That's founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, talking about brutal persecution taking place in Orissa State, India. Communists killed a Hindu radical leader. World Hindu Council leaders are blaming Christians. Now, Yohannan says they're on a rampage.
So far, more than 130 homes of our believers have been completely destroyed, burned down, and 15 churches were destroyed, and one of the churches, they bombed it. Six of our workers and believers were brutally murdered.
Yohannan calls it ethnic cleansing. He says prayer and funding are needed to help Christians who have fled into the woods for safety.
Literally thousands of Christians are hiding and running for their life. And our own Bridge of Hope centers are now shut down in many places because of opposition.
Go to our website to help. Next, parts of Orissa State are under an indefinite curfew today following deadly riots by Hindu mobs. Police and paramilitary groups marched in force in the three towns under the curfew. As a precautionary measure, the state government closed all schools and colleges. The Evangelical Fellowship of India has since condemned the violence. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi.
Our hearts cry out to God for mercy. And the word of God that kept coming to my mind is Psalm 76, verse 10. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. We have seen this happen on many occasions when God turned the wrath of man to his praise, even in the state of Orissa.
Padidi urges prayer for the pastors and other church workers. Outreach teams are still active.
Bibles for the World recently printed and distributed 100,000 copies of the Gospel of John in Uriah for the people of Orissa. And we must do more to spread the good news of peace.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Violence in Afghanistan appears to be at its highest level since 2001. The kidnapping of a Japanese aid worker last week brought about concerns for other agencies working in the region. CURE International has had a strong presence in the country since 2005. CURE's interim executive director, Aaron Card, says,
CURE Kabul continues to offer all of its daily services, training programs, and to meet the needs of thousands of patients every month through our facilities in Kabul, Afghanistan. So while there appears to be an increase in incidents around the country, that has not impacted our ability to offer health care and training.
Card says they need prayer as they continue working there.
The needs remain in Afghanistan from a health and from a food perspective and CURE from a recruiting and financial perspective. There are a lot of needs to be met. And so we just ask for regular sustenance in the form of human and financial resource and of hope and of energy.
Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization and Fellowship of Christian Athletes are excited about a partnership in Italy. This summer, they joined forces to offer two sports ministry events featuring soccer coach Tracy Dick. OM leaders were thrilled with the turnout. Dozens of kids enjoyed making Good News bracelets and learning what each colored bead represents. The team saw some tell the gospel story to friends and family members. Pray that seeds will grow in the hearts of these young people. And the Grace Ministries team from Bolivia report excitement over the careful growth among churches in Bolivia. The Jesu Cristo Vive Church in Santa Cruz has been doing an evangelistic outreach for the past year. Recently, many people from the church held a three-night evangelistic campaign and God moved. The team preached and evangelized in the village. Pray for this outreach as a church plant is envisioned for the future. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, beginning September 1st. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.